Chula Vista elects deceased candidate, faces $2 million special election. Chula Vista will hold a special election next year after voters elected the late Simon Silva for city attorney, who died from cancer in September, 2 months before the November 8 election. The San Diego Registrar of Voters estimated a citywide election would cost $2 million and a mail-in ballot election would cost $1.5 million. Silva's opponent, Dan Smith, who lost by half a point, said he sent a cease and desist letter to the San Diego County Democratic Party and Chula Vista Mayor Mary Salas, alleging they continued to promote Silva after his death and failed to warn voters about the cost of a special election. "The Democrat Party has deceived and let down its members," Smith told the Epoch Times. The party omitted any information that the special election would cost $1.5 to $2 million, money which the city of Chula Vista can ill afford to spend unnecessarily. According to Smith, Silva's campaign site and Facebook page were not updated with information concerning his death until after the election, and mailers and door hangers continued to be distributed to households. There is no history of announcements about Silva's death nor warnings of a special election on the city's website and social media, despite having made several other posts about the election. Smith said he plans on running again in the special election. He also said the seat may not be filled until 2024 if more than two lawyers enter the race, forcing a primary election. A Chula Vista city spokesperson told the Epoch Times city officials announced Silva's death during the September 13th council meeting and further discussed the city's future, if Silva were elected, in a September 27th meeting. "At the time of passing, it was beyond the 90-day deadline to make changes to the ballot," city clerk Carrie Bigelow said during the meeting. According to the charter, the city must hold special election because the remaining term for the city attorney's seat is longer than 2 years. The newly elected council will vote on the details of the special election during their December 20th meeting, including when the election will be held. Until a new city attorney can be elected, the current city attorney Glenn Guggins will continue in his role until further notice. A spokesperson from the San Diego County Democratic Party were not immediately available for comment.